We've had a lot of players that have moved on that have given everything to the club for the length of time. They've been there, you know, some longer than others, but even the ones that are there short term give their life and soul to it and kept us in the division. We need to replace them and then try and build and try and improve from where we were. There'll be a lot of hard work, you know, both myself and Paul Higgins will start straight away and see where it takes us. But it won't be for the lack of effort. It won't be for the lack of phone calls or the lack of the journeys, to put it that way to you. But yeah, it certainly is a huge task. But it always have been, it's a huge challenge, Dermot. However, you know, we're not afraid of the challenge, wherever it may take us. Like.
Yeah. And other clubs are already adding to their squads and signing new players. The new season's only, just over 2 months away, so you'd be looking now at maybe getting your squad back together and pre-season getting underway.
Yeah, of course, yeah. We started pre-season last year on the 2nd of January. We intend to do it again. But we need to get it right. Like, you know, there's no point in taking in numbers for the sake of it. I know that's a cliche that's been used, but we'll put together a squad and see where it takes us. You know, lads that want to play within Harps, lads that have hunger and desire of whatever age, be it the under-19s that have come through, or be it the likes of Rath Cotero at 37 or 38 years of age. You know, people that want to be here, but it's hard going for them, except it's a savage opportunity for them in the Premier Division, Dermot, as it was last year, and it's brilliant to be in it again.
Yeah, because you mentioned the under-19s. There's always this kind of underlying criticism, Ollie, of the fact that so many young players, the feeling is that they're not getting an opportunity at first team level at Harps. But you're very strong in your point there that you will be given, or you'll be certainly looking at those underage players this season.
Yeah, you come here, of course, everyone's entitled to their opinion there. Like, I mean, you're looking at Michael Gallagher, who played last year until he got injured, who's now up at UCD on the scholarship scheme. We're delighted for him that he's moved on from that in that area. You know, you the likes of Liam Walsh that is bought into this completely, gave everything towards it, and played his fair share of games, probably not as many as he wanted or hoped to. Stephen Doherty, who we gave a professional contract to last year. You know, you the likes of Jack Doherty and Kieran Farron, that you know, all of these have come through our 19s with Joe, and indeed the year before with Declan. And, you know, that type of way, there's been sprinklings of it. It's not just that there haven't been there at all, but it is a big step into the Premier Division. Niall McGinley also in the middle of the field, both last year and indeed in the earlier part of the Premier Division season. You know, they've all played in the Premier Division, to put it that way to you, and that itself will stand to them. But we need it, and, you know, with the numbers that have gone out, we need some of them young fellas to step up and to show that they're Premier Division footballers. But we can only do it in moderate numbers. You can't throw a whole lot in the one go, or else it'll be unfair on the group of them.
Yeah. Whatever about the squad then, off the field is just as important, really, Ollie. I mean, you did say that you had certain things that you wanted dealt with at boardroom level. You wanted improvements, you wanted promises, and judging by your comments in there in the press conference, you seem to be pretty confident that those will be delivered.
Yeah, no, this isn't just about financial or anything like that. I mean, you know, they've appointed a new commercial manager in John Rogers, who we're hoping can get into areas of the country, maybe further afield that we couldn't get into before. You know, I've met, you know, different groups, both informally and formally, both members of the board, previous members of the board, and people that are looking to become involved, and they mean very, very well. And you know, just they needed to convince me that they were willing to put the hard work in. There's no point in us doing it at the football level or the football end of it without it being done outside. Work started today on Finn Park to try and get that ready. We haven't played a pre-season game there in years. But there was all point in myself and Paul Higgerty and the rest of the management staff that were brilliant. And I'm kind of afraid to mention them here in case I leave the name out. But they put their heart and soul into this, not just the players, and they did also. But we needed anyone to go and to try and drive this on. And yeah, I think certainly the goodwill is there. But the hard work starts now, both for us and for them. And, you know, yeah, promises are easy, but to be fair, I think there are good people involved, And I'm hoping it won't be for the lack of effort, should it not work.
Yeah, because when you're trying to attract players to the club, all that has to be taken on board when a player's making his decision.
Yeah, it does, yeah. But we're in the Premier Division, Dermot. You know, like, it's a savage attraction. It should be for any age of a player, you know, be it their 19s or be it Raf Kotira at 37 years of age. It's a massive attraction to be able to play in the Premier Division. A lot of the games are televised, as you know. You're playing in against serious full-time sides. They're all full-time. Shelburne, I presume, are full-time. I can't vouch for them, but with what they have added to their squad since they got promoted, you know, they certainly won't be found lacking, to put it that way to you. It's a much more difficult task than it was, and it was crazy difficult as it was last year. But it's a challenge, and certainly we're up for it as a management team, and we're hoping. And yeah, I'm fairly convinced that the people in the club and outside the club that are trying to help are up for the challenge as well. Yeah.
And the management team will be back on board hopefully next year as well. You have spoken to Paul Hegarty, your number two.
Yeah, I've spoken to all the members of Seth, and I've spoken to virtually all the players also, and we want everyone to come back. But as you see with the players, that isn't the case. Like, you know, there might be easier options out there to go to that mightn't be as consuming and time consumption, and maybe, you know, the we demand an awful lot of the players, to be fair to them, and probably if we didn't, we wouldn't be standing here in the Premier Division still. And sometimes it shakes its toll, and there's easier options out there. There's easier options for me and Paul Hegarty as well, but we decided no, we'd go and see this through, wherever that takes us. And at the moment, it's shaking its chill in the Premier Division.